Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
Welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. This here is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you on April 21, 2024, saying welcome one, welcome all to the Six Eyes Gospel Show, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises, any of those good things, as we are about to have a great show and a great time in the Lord where you get your praise on without leaving the house. Amen. So, today, we are just going to say welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing today, everybody? How's your mental doing?
Amen. Wonderful. Amen. Doing a 10, two thumbs up, both hands up, praising God, thanking God for a brand new day, full of brand new mercies and grace, and looking for a wonderful program.
Amen. And Pastor Bonnet, now let me tell you something you didn't know, but I'm glad to hear you today. You know, God's a God who answers prayer. And I'm going to tell you how I know this, okay? I'm going to tell you how I know this. I've been asking people here on the Six Eyes Radio Network to be praying for us because some of the Ranger Bill episodes we use for the Wednesday Children's Show, they are very rare episodes because they've been discontinued by the place who actually put them out, the Moody Bible Institute. And okay, some of them, they're hard to find. Well, there was one fellow, I've asked prayer for people that help us, that God would open the door, that we'd be able to get all the episodes. Well, the Amen. Lord put me in contact with a fellow who had all the episodes. Now, some of them weren't in that great of shape, he told me when he sent them to me. I told him, well, we have a studio here. We could see what we could do to upgrade those to see if we could get them improved. Well, all 229 episodes are now in perfect listening shape. So
all right.
There's
there's
answer to prayer for you. So, yes, God answered our prayers here to Six Eyes Radio Network. He got
Amen.
Us those episodes. So now we have all the Ranger Bill episodes, and we've been doing on Wednesdays for the children, if you're a child at heart or a little one, and you got a special request for any particular Ranger Bill episode that you heard, maybe on another radio station, you remember the episode, or even if you just remember what it was about, and you say, hey, I want to hear this particular episode, just let us know, and then you could enjoy it on Wednesday when we play it. So we've already got some people already requesting different episodes, so, and we got them all. So we are thanking the Lord for that.
Amen. That's wonderful. I mean, that's over 200 different episodes. Man, that is more than enough to run for some years. Only 52 weeks in a year. So, man, that is a blessing all by itself. Our God, that just goes to show our God works in overflow. Amen. You think about what he did with the little boy's Happy Meal. He took two fishes, five loaves of bread, and he gave thanks and blessed them and broke them, and he gave to and fed thousands. And when it was done, they had 12 baskets of leftovers that he himself didn't benefit from. He gave it to the disciples so that they can use it according to the need that was going on. And so God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And so, man, I'm glad to hear that. He does, he answered prayer in the Bible, and he still answers prayers today. He heard then, and he still hears now. So we have a God that is a very present help in a time of trouble and need. And so I'm thankful that you shared with us, that God has blessed you and supplied the need. Amen. Because there's a need for good quality programming. Amen. For our young people, because nowadays you have to kind of be careful what you let the little ones see. Amen. And so thankful to God that you have retained those and got them in perfect listening condition.
Yeah. So all I can say is it was a blessing, and I've been working, Ruth will tell you, at least now several months trying to not only get them once we got them, but trying to get them in the proper order as well, the proper listening order, so that when we do finally start playing them in order, that, you know, they'll make sense instead of playing them out of order or whatever. So, I mean, we put a lot of work into this. So it's been really interesting. And then the fellow who sent them to me, I'm going to send him the information too, so that he could have the information.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Send him your revised copy of being with it, all of it being cleaned up for listening.
Right. That's exactly what I plan to do. And then I'm going to tell him in a note, hey, if somebody else wants them, hey, send them the good copies. Don't send them the bad ones that you had. Send them the new, freshened up, good copies, because there's a lot of copies of them out there that are bad, where part of the episode is missing. I mean, if you go on YouTube, I'll give you an example. There's one that's called Flaming Grass. If you look on YouTube and you look under Ranger Bill, you find one that's called Flaming Grass. You hear about 6 minutes of the episode, and then it cuts, and it goes right back to the beginning. Nope. We have the – here, the Six Eyes Radio Network, we have the full episode, the complete episode all the way through. We, right as of now, we are the official one to have the full episode, and so soon Steve will have it as well, and then we'll be able to make that available to everybody, so that there will be a complete episode out there of that particular episode, and in very good high quality.
That's good. That is great news. Amen. Amen. Modern technology, I tell you, you'd be surprised what you can do and get done if you really work towards accomplishing it. And so, like even now, how I was able, I'm actually working the board, and to my listeners, I have somebody riding with me, so don't think I'm texting and driving, not texting, but I do have my board pulled up while I'm riding to my destination so I can sit down and minister the word, which will be in about another 10 or 15 minutes, but man, I wanted to be on the program early to be a part of just the announcements, the prayer, scripture reading, and to play a few songs. So I'm thankful to the good Lord once again for the opportunity just to fellowship here on the Six Eyes Gospel Show, the place where you get your praise on without leaving the house. Amen.
Amen.
So strap up your dancing shoes, Missionary Ken. make sure they tight, because we don't want them slipping.
hey, I hope you got some real good stuff for me today, because I really want to get into it. Hey, I want to praise the Lord. Hey, I believe in dancing before the Lord with all my might, and I got something to dance before and for today, like I said, because, I mean, I just finished last night, I'm talking Eastern Standard Time, 4 a.m., finishing all the work I had to do with those Ranger Bill. So, I mean, you
wow.
could tell.
Wow.
I'm still a little, I got my coffee keeping me awake. So,
that kind of fits the title for today. The title is called, and I'm not going to tell you where I'm coming from yet, but the title is, How Bad Do You Want It?
Yeah. All right. Well,
how bad do you want it? That's the title of the message. There's another part to it, but how bad do you want it? And so with that being said, you stayed up all night. That's how bad you wanted to finish, that you were committed not to stop until it was done. Amen.
Right.
And so I'm going to let your mind ponder where I'm come from, utilizing both the Old and New Scriptures, Testament Scriptures. Amen. But I think you're going to really enjoy the Old Testament, how bad do you want it? I think you're going to enjoy it very, very much as we reference back to that as it relates to developing our relationship with God today through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, we are had a lot of good fellowship right there, but I think what we're going to do is get this show started off on the right foot. I'm going to open us up in a word of prayer, get Emily into our scripture reading, and then let's get our dancing shoes on. All right. Well, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We thank you for another day. In you, we have another way, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. First off, we want to thank you for this answered prayer, Lord Jesus. Many times we fail to thank you for those small things. I mean, it may seem like a small thing to most people, but it's not a small thing to you. You knew that, Lord Jesus, it would be a very hard thing to find. But yet, Lord Jesus, you had somebody out there with just the right episodes that were in just decent enough condition that we were able to restore them. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that person out there. We ask you, Lord, for that brother in the Lord, that as we send him back the restored episodes, Lord Jesus, that you will help him to get them out to other people in this better condition so that the episodes can get out there to more people, especially to our youth, so that, Lord Jesus, they can be saved and be used, these episodes be used in the spirit in which they were first originally created by the Moody Bible Institute to get young people saved, because that was originally the intent. And over in the episodes, they witnessed the scriptures, they witnessed the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord Jesus, we ask right now that, Lord Jesus, these be used for you, for your honor, your glory. And then the Lord Jesus, speaking of that soul who is nearest hell, we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would reach down and put your hand upon them today. Give them your conviction, Lord Jesus. Convict their heart today, Lord Jesus, of their need for you, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch this program. Have your perfect will, your perfect way. Put your hands upon the wheel, Lord Jesus. We relinquish the wheel to you. We want to sit back and enjoy the ride, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to have your perfect way, your perfect will on this program, Lord Jesus. Let something be said or done, Lord Jesus, that would allow that soul who is nearest hell to come to you even today, even during this broadcast. And then, Lord Jesus, for the Six Eyes Radio Network team, we ask a special blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on for you, for whether it be spiritual, mental, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for your children out there, we ask the same blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask for all those who have some sort of infirmity or illness, Lord Jesus, that you'd bring them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. We ask you to touch their bodies, heal their bodies, heal their minds, whatever it may be, Lord Jesus. You know the need, and we ask you to touch in only your special way, because you're the only one who can. You told us that you can. You told us that in Isaiah chapter 53. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask you for those who have lost someone today, Lord Jesus, due to some sort of illness or what have you, Lord Jesus, or even if it's just old age or natural causes, Lord Jesus, we ask you that you touch the family and friends of that person, Lord Jesus, that you'd comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus. We ask you especially for Brother Six Eyes and Sister Nick Queen Nye, as they happen to be going to right now. As we speak, awake, Lord Jesus. Touch the family and friends there, Lord Jesus. Let your Spirit be in that place, and Lord Jesus, allow somebody there come to know them through your testimony, Lord Jesus. Through their testimony, Lord Jesus, let somebody come to you through their testimony. And then, Lord Jesus, all these dirty, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, that you'd help us learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, now let's get into our scripture reading for the day. And here we go.
This is Matthew 27, verses 1 through 10. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw he was condemned, he repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury because it is the price of the blood, the price of blood. And they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore, that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, and they took 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them the potter's field, as the Lord anointed me. And this was Matthew 27, verses 1 through 10. And may God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
And Pastor Bonnet, now you know why I refuse to wear neckties. Because right there, it proves it's sinful. Because the last guy who wore one hung himself. Amen.
I'm gonna leave that one on the table.
Amen.
Well, amen. Let's go to the board and let's play some music.
Amen.
I believe.
thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, man. I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh.
Amen. Amen. Do you believe? Amen. What do you believe? Amen. So many people are believing all kinds of things today. Amen. So it's very important that we believe the word of God and we stand on the word of God. Amen. Amen. So
amen.
God will make a way. I know that He will. I've seen it and He will. Oh, God will bring you out. I know that He will.
make a way.
God will.
Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you. I need you now, I need you now, I need you was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hand to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away. Doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Oh,
amen, amen. I need you, Lord God, every minute, every hour, every day, every year, every moment of my existence. I need you now. Amen. Giving honor to God who is the head of my life, thanking God for yet one more opportunity to be in the land of the living. Thank God that I still have purpose for my being. And one of my purpose is to minister a word to you, and yes, even you on this wonderful, blessed Sunday. We thank God for giving us life, health, and strength. We thank God for filling us. Amen. I thank God for filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank God for baptizing me in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I thank God for just giving me the ability to read the word and understand the word and able to even break it down to even sometimes more simpler terms that others may receive it, digest it, amen, and build upon it. Amen. And so on today, I want to minister a message I want entitled, How Bad Do You Want It? God's Anointing. There's a lot of things that we want real bad in this world. Amen. There's a whole lot of things. Some of us want the latest video game, the newest video game that will be, the one that's coming out, and they're going to release it at GameStop or whatever a gaming place that you shop to, and they're going to release it at midnight, and people will go and or they'll release it at a certain point early in the morning, and people will line up and wait hours in the line just so they can be first in line to get a video game. This shocked me some years ago, working on a job. They was talking about some new Jordans that was coming out and how they had to be rested so that they can go and get in the line over the weekend at those new Jordans come out. And I asked them, well, how much are they and what they do? You going to be able to jump like Jordan for real? and they told me the price. I said, you better be able to learn how to jump like him and make money like him too, shoot, as much as they cost. But I found out people would do all types of crazy, extenuous things just because they want it bad enough. Amen. Some people will work 2 and 3 jobs just to drive the car they want. Amen. Amen. Some people will do unlawful things just to have the things that they want. Amen. But my question is to the believer. Amen. How bad do you want it? Amen. Do you want it bad enough to continue to follow the leader all the way through? Amen. I want to use today two topics, two verses of scripture, one in the old and one in the new. Amen. As I build this subject matter for us, how bad do I want it? You must make this personal. Sometimes, you know, you got to ask yourself, do you really want the presence of God in your life? Is God really important to you? Does it matter to you to have God's anointing? Does it matter to you to be a blessing in the name of the Lord here in the earth today? Jesus told his disciples, greater works shall you do. Greater in the sense, not better, but greater in the sense that they have more opportunity. Why? Because remember, Jesus' earthly ministry was only approximately about 3.5 years. Well, I've been a minister for going on 30 years now. And so surely I've had more opportunity to do more things than he did in his life, but I didn't do a greater thing than he did with his life. Amen. And neither have you, or you, or you, or you, or you. None of us died for the sins of humanity. None of us rose from the dead. Amen. With all power of life and death in the palms of our hands. In other words, we don't own the keys to life and death. Amen. But he does. Amen. So he done the best work. He done the work. Amen. That we may continue to work. Amen. That we may continue to share the good news. Amen. Start today in the book of John, St. John chapter 6. Amen. St. John chapter 6. My focus point will be probably around that, sixty-sixth verse where Jesus asked the question. But and we're going to start at verse number 61, and I'm reading the King James version for you today. Amen. St. John chapter 6, verse 61, and I'll be reading through verse 69. Amen. The Bible says, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? In other words, Jesus done something. He said something. And what he said and what he done was a shock to them in their day and time. They could not believe that he said it. They could not believe that he said the words that came out of his mouth. They didn't understand the meaning and the purpose behind what he said. And so he asked them, does this offend you? Amen. Verse 62. And it says, what, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascending up where he was before? In other words, he's saying to them, what if you see me ascend in the cloud? Okay. What if you see me go back to heaven? Okay. So he's asking that. It is, and he gives an explanation. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Talking about the Holy Spirit that quickens, give life. Amen. The flesh profileth not, nothing. Amen. In other words, your flesh profit you nothing. It benefits you nothing. What your flesh has to contribute means nothing without the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your flesh can't get back up from the grave. Amen. Amen. It is appointed to man to die once, and after death, the judgment. Amen. So all of us, if God delay the rapture of Jesus Christ or the second coming, all of us will see death someday. But those that are born again believers, our death would merely be a moment of sleep. Amen. But to those that have not received the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, by accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, they will die a natural death and a spiritual death. As the scripture says, after death, then the judgment. And so they will go to judgment. And from that judgment, they will open up their eyes in the afterlife, if you would. And after that, they will be judged for not receiving the good news. Amen. And be not receiving the good news. The Bible said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life eternal through Jesus Christ only. So we go back. He said, what if you see the Son of Man ascending up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profileth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. In other words, I'm speaking to your eternal being on the inside, and I'm speaking to your eternal destiny. He says, verse 64, but there are some of you that believe not. You don't believe it. Some people still today, they've heard about Jesus, and historically they may believe, but for whatever reason they believe that I'm a good person and God just wouldn't send a good person to hell, would he? I do this and I do that and I do this other. Surely God won't send me to hell because I didn't accept Jesus. What about the other religions? What about the other faiths? They're good people also. Won't they make it to heaven? Well, let's keep reading. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not. Some people, they go to church, but they still don't believe in Jesus. They just go because they grew up in it. Some like the music, but they don't believe the word. They have their own philosophy in their head for whatever reason. Okay? So he said, Jesus knew from the beginning. From when? The beginning. Who they were that believeth not. And who should betray him? So even in this time of him talking to the disciples, he knew that he chose 12 disciples, amen, to follow him, to be with him. But that's not the only. At one time he chose 70, at another time he chose 125, and so on and so forth, amen. But when he told them, if you don't eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you won't have part of me, they couldn't believe it. Because they didn't understand the scripture. So they didn't understand what he was saying. So in their mind, they think this man is talking some cannibalism. They think this man is speaking blasphemy. Who is he? Who do you think he is? And so they didn't believe. Even though they saw the signs, even though they saw the miracles that nobody before him done and nobody since him have done, they still did not believe. Verse 65. And he said, therefore, said I unto you that no man come to me except it was given unto him of my Father. Okay. That's simple. It's hard for somebody to receive God if God is not reaching out to him. So if somebody truly wants to get God, and there's scripture that supports this, that says, you say, well, they're of another faith. He was an Ethiopian, and we're in going towards Pentecost. He was reading the scriptures out loud, and Philip heard him reading out loud, and he went close and listened to the man reading out loud, the eunuch. He's a high Ethiopian official. And he asked him, Philip said, do you understand what you're reading? And the man said, how can I except somebody teach me? So it goes to the scripture, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he's been sent? Amen. And Jesus gave us sending orders. He said, go ye out therefore and teach all nations. So let me back up. Verse 65, he said, in verse 65, he said, except it was given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. In other words, they followed the miracles, but they didn't follow the miracle worker. Amen. They were drawn to the supernatural, but they didn't find nothing in him who was supernatural. Amen. They could not believe. Verse 67 says, then said Jesus to the 12. Now he's talking to his core group. It's very, very important to have a close knit circle. Amen. That's a whole nother teaching. Amen. Amen. But then he said to the 12, will ye also go away? Amen. Will you also go away? Will you also go away because we're still preaching holiness? Will you leave church because you want to enjoy your gay activities, your immoral sexual lifestyles? Activities, you want to remain a bigamist, or you want to do things that are unlawful for the believer to follow? Amen. You want to live any kind of way? Would you stop and go somewhere else? Will you follow another teaching? Amen. There's a lot of churches are the Bible says in the latter days that there shall be teachers having itching ear. Amen. In other words, they're only going to teach what the people want to listen to. Amen. There's some organizations now, when they hire a pastor, they tell them, now listen, pastor, you can't teach on this, and this out of the Bible. Even though the Bible says it. You can't teach this because it'll run away the pernicious. You can't teach this because it won't call the offering basket to be short. But what about the souls? What about the soul? Is not that the purpose of a teaching and preaching? Is for the winning and saving of souls that are lost? But I digress back to the text. Verse 67 again. Then Jesus said to the 12, will ye also go away? Because many was leaving. And so he said to the core group, the ones he anointed to go and cast out devils, the ones that he had gave power to heal the sick, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter, y'all know Peter, he later become the chief apostle of the 12. Amen. Answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. When you talk about these other religions, the Book of Mormons, the Kingdom Hall, and Bahu Allah, and all of these other folks, and all these other groups, what do they have to offer you for your eternal soul that has a guarantee that's written in God's word? Then Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Where are we going? Thou hast the words of eternal life. That means everyone else, their words are temporary life. Yeah, they can give you some money. Yeah, they can pay your house note. Yeah, they can give you a brand new car. You want a fast car, they'll give you a fast car. You want a shiny car, they'll give you a shiny car. You want 12 bedrooms for what? I don't know. You ain't got but two kids, and they grown. But nevertheless, that's what you want. If that's what you want, they'll give it to you. But at what cost? Verse 69. And we believe and are sure, this is his confession, and we, he said, where are we going to go now? In other words, Lord, I want my eternal soul. That's how bad I want it. Where am I going to go? Number one, we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ. He said that Christ. Instead of the Christ, he said that Christ, because you are the one that the scribes have been teaching of. You are the one that the Pharisees, those religious leaders have been teaching about. You're the one that the scrolls, these sacred scriptures that we are reading, that's passed down from generation to generation, that the prophets talked about, amen, that Moses spoke of. Amen. You are the one that have the words of eternal life. That means anywhere else I go, I'm not going to have life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son, not a son. See, this is there. We're children of God, but we're not the begotten. A lot of people try to throw word games and mess with that begotten part, because we are called children of God. We're joint heirs. We are adopted children. Amen. We're adopted. Amen. The Bible said we have that spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit of adoption. Amen. That means he accepted us. Amen. Amen. But only Christ was born of the Holy Spirit. Only Christ is the true heir. Amen. And so, and we believe that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. So will you keep following the leader? The Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Who are you following today? Many of us are following so many things on social media. You think about it. Can I hold your phone? Excuse me. Can I hold your phone? No. Yeah, you. Can you show me your phone? Can you? What about you? Will you show me your phone? Let me see your social media. I want to see who you're following. Matter of fact, you don't even have to unlock it. Let me just pull the screen down and see your notifications. But they're going to tell me who you're following, because you know that's how we do. We sign up to follow this and follow that, and we agree to notifications whenever there's new content out. But your Bible app don't have permission to send new content. Associate with any organization that sends you regular content on God and God's word. We want to be used by God. We want to be empowered by God. We want the blessings of God. But how bad do we really want it? Do we really want it to the point that we learn to stick and stay all the way to the finish? Amen. Even the twelve, they scattered. Yes, Peter, he came close and he stood afar off, but he was caught in denial when they began to associate him with Jesus. And he said, I don't know that Jesus who y'all whooping. He wasn't denying his Savior. He was denying what his eyes were seeing, because that wasn't the image of his testimony. Thou art the Christ, the Son, that Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, man, how y'all doing all this, God? Because he didn't understand as of yet, because the Holy Spirit wasn't descended upon him that gave him full clarity. And that's one of the reasons why you and I, brothers and sisters of faith, we need the Holy Spirit to be guiding us. He's our paracletus. He's the one to remind us what the Word of God says. Now, he can't remind you if you never read it. He can't bring it back to remembrance if you just don't know it. He can point you to it. Amen. It's like when Paul, although Paul was very educated, highly educated of all the scholars, he would talk back to Gamaliel, and so he was definitely a skillful speaker. Amen. But he still had to go to Ananias so that Ananias can give him his sight to restore his sight. Amen. Because God wanted him to see things in a different light. Amen. So how will we keep following the leader? Would you keep following God when it compromised your financial status, your social status? Will you follow God when it just don't make sense? In olden days, and that's why we're going to the Old Testament. But when you understand, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You make it up in your mind that if I want to accomplish something, I need him. So I'm going to have to stick with him because he is my provision. Amen. He's my source. He's not a resource. He's the source. Amen. Over in Second Kings, in other words, there was a first king. Amen. But in Second Kings, I want to find chapter 2 and read about a few verses here. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 1, it tells us about Elijah. Now, we're going to read about two men of God that are prophets, one named Elijah and one is named Elisha. And if you don't know one from the other, or who came first, remember your alphabet, J comes before S. So Elijah came before Elisha. Amen. So in 2 Kings chapter 1, it was telling us about Elijah, who was a man of God that prophesied concerning a king that was sick. And instead of the king sending for the prophet, he sent his people to go to. He sent his people to go to another country to ask someone else who was a servant of a different idol god whether or not he will recover. And the man of God got wind of it from God and said that he heard a word from God that because he did that thing, he said, is there not a man of God in the land? Is God not in the land for the Israelites? He began to say, does not God live amongst his people? Amen. Is there not a word amongst God's people? And see, that's why the world today are going to all type of sources looking for answers, because we, the people of God, won't stand up and say what thus says the Lord. But this man, he sent somewhere else, And so the prophet said to him, the prophet said, he's not going to live. He's telling people he's not going to live. He's not going to recover from this. And because he spoke it publicly, that the king was not going to prevail and he was going to die from this. That was a type of treason, speaking against the king, insurrection, if you would. And so they wanted to kill Elijah. And so the king sent 50 armed soldiers to go get him. And they told him, they saw him up on a mountaintop, a little hill. And they told him, come on down, because we're going to take you to the king so you can be put to death. And he said, if I be the man of God, let fire fall from heaven. I know y'all want to do that, but God ain't called you to do that. Christ had called us to save life, not destroy it. Amen. So this was a different time, different dispensation of time. Amen. For everything, there's a time and a season. That was that season. Amen. So like Jesus said, you think I've come to destroy life? No, I've come to save life. Amen. And so as believers, we are to save lives. Amen. But here in this text, in chapter 1, 2 Kings, we see they're trying to harm the man of God. Now, his God word already said, that's not my prophet, and do my anointed no harm. And this is the anointing on his life. The anointing on his life, he said, if I do be a man of God, let fire fall from heaven. And fire fell from heaven and killed 50 of those men, my Lord. And so got back to the king that his soldier was dead. So he sent another armed regiment of 50 men to go get him. And they came and they were speaking noise to him. Get yourself down here, talking bad to him. And he said again, he said, well, if I be a man of God, let fire fall from heaven and devour y'all. And fire fell from heaven again, a second time. And it got back to the king. And you thought the king would have had a repentant heart and said, let me leave that man of God alone. Let me go to him and pray for mercy. Let me go and find out what thus saith the Lord for myself. But no, because he didn't like the report, he sent destruction. And that's what the world do when we teach certain things against their habits, against their behavior. They attack us, amen. And don't fear their attacks, amen. I know it's challenging, amen, but you don't have to worry about their attacks, because when you have said what God has said, woe to anyone that try to stop you have said in the name of the Lord out of your obedience to the Lord. He's your shield. He's your butler. Amen. He's your protector. So you ain't got to fear. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Amen. It may be formed, but it won't prosper. So this king sends a third group of men of 50. But this leader of this 50, he says, I ain't finna die. I know that ain't a word, but that's a word today. I ain't finna die. I'm not going to die like those that came before me. He got to where the prophet word was and got down on his knees. He said, listen here, man of God. I don't want you to kill me like you did those other fellas. The king just need to have a word with you. And he gave the instruction to them to tell the king. And when the king received that, of course, the king did not live. Amen, because he did not repent. Amen. And so Elijah, he's a teacher. He's a master prophet. He had a school of the prophets. And so one of his students, Elisha, was always with him. And as he began to get closer to the time where God said his missionary journey on earth was over. And he began to do things, and Elisha kept following the man of God. He kept close to him. He stayed with him. He kept observing what he did, how he did. He kept examining the life. See, we follow a whole lot of things in this world, but are we closely examining the life that they live? Amen. Or are we just listening to the hype? Amen. Those of you that are part of a church family, are you supporting your pastor like you should? Are you supporting the mission statement of that house? Amen. Because every house has their different missions. Amen. And what we cannot be, we cannot afford to be distracted by other people's missions. You must carry out your mission. And so what we're going to see in the text is many types of distractions was coming. Amen. But he was focused on staying with his leader. Amen. And you and I today must learn to be focused, because if we truly want God anointing, we need to pay attention to what's going on. Amen. And so let me read here, verse 1, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass when the Lord was taking up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha to Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel." And Elisha said to him, "As the Lord," capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's the all-sufficient one. Amen. "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophet, amen, those were the men, a lot of ministers that's up under a head minister or head pastor, those that come up under his ministry, they may call him the father of the gospel and a father figure for them, and he will call them their sons because they are up under him, learning from him and developing. Amen. And so the sons of the prophets, amen, that was at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Lord," capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, "will take away thy master from thy head today?" In other words, he's going to take your leader out of your life. And he said, "Yea, I know it. Hold your peace." In other words, don't distract me right now. Amen. "Yes, I know it's time for him to leave, because I've been paying attention to what he's been teaching us. I've been paying attention to his time for him to leave." And see, he was attentive to his leader. He was following with intent. Why? How bad do he want it? He wanted something. And what he wanted, he knew that he had to be there at the right time. He couldn't be caught off doing anything and everything else. And that's many of our problems today. We want God's anointing, but we don't study right. We won't pray right. We don't fast right. None of those things that are needed sometimes to accomplish or to have the level of anointing that we desire. Amen. We don't put forth the effort to stay close to the leader. Now, as Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." That means we are to stay focused on Christ. Amen. We are to be close to Christ. Amen. So, and Elijah said, "Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, and for the Lord sent me to Jericho." And he said, "If the Lord liveth, and thou soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they came to Jericho. I'm going with you all the way, Doc. Amen. If you go, I'm going. Amen. And he had a committed spirit to stand with his leader. Verse 5. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho. That means other men in the gospel, other men that was prophets. Ministers, amen, those
men that was empowered by Elijah. They were there at Jericho and came to Elijah and saying to him, "Knowest thou that the Lord would take away thy master from thy head today?" And he answered, "Yea, I know it. Hold your peace, man. Listen, stop trying to bother me with the small details. I got greater vision in store. I have greater purpose." Amen. And a lot of times that's what the enemy comes. When you're trying to really accomplish something, when there's something you need to do, all of a sudden the phone rings. Amen. When you try to study the Word of God for understanding or for a message or just in your private devotion, amen, that's when people want to call you out the blue, want to talk to you about nothing, amen, and they want to take you out to dinner. All kinds of distraction come to get you off of doing what you're doing, but here he had a focus. Hold your peace, amen. I know what the Lord is about to do, amen, amen. Hold what you got. Hold your peace. And verse 6 says, "And Elijah said to him, Tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth." In other words, Elijah wasn't trying to burden nobody to go on all these journeys with him. But Elijah said, it's not a burden. Amen. It's not a burden for me to go from one revival to the next revival. Amen. It's not a burden for me to go from one, like today. Amen. Right now, this is my third service. When I'm done here, I have another service to go to. Amen. And so it's not a burden to me. Why? Because that's how bad I want God's anointing, God's presence. Amen. Just to be where he wants me to be and when he wants me to be there. Amen. Amen. So that's very important. And so he tells him, "Tarry here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan." Amen. And he said, "If the Lord liveth, and if thy soul liveth, amen, I will not leave thee." And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of prophets went and stood to view afar. See, there's a lot of people that say they want to be anointed, but when the prayer group is called, when the prayer service is called, they know where to be found. But if you put the mic in their hand, they itching to get that opportunity, but they don't want to pray. Amen. So 50 of these sons of the prophets went and stood and viewed afar, and they too stood by Jordan, and Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither. In other words, one part of the water went to the left and the other part went to the right. And they too walked over on dry ground. And this is one, the last miracle that Elijah done. And it was viewed by 50 men of the far off and by Elisha close up, because he was right there in the midst when it happened. Amen. So you can't let people mislead you and cause you to miss, cause you to lose focus on God's purpose for your life. See, he had to see how Elijah was tuning in to God, how Elijah was following God. Elijah had to be there when Elijah did all of these things. Now, again, we're in 2 Kings, amen, and that was verse 8. And the Bible says, verse 9, "And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elijah, Times, we miss opportunity because the doors of opportunity don't stay open, they swing." Amen. And so when the door was swinging open, Elijah asked Elijah. Now, he may have asked the other 50 who would fall off the same question, but they weren't there to hear the words. So they missed out because they didn't want it bad enough. Amen. But Elijah was there. And Elijah said to Elijah, ask what I shall do before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee. Create, pass on, make, appoint, all of that. Let a double portion. What kind of portion? Double. Amen. It is said that, and I'm getting ahead of myself. It is said that Elijah had done like seven great miracles. Amen. Seven great miracles. That was phenomenal. Amen. And Elisha had done 13. And you say, well, preacher, that's not double. That's almost double. Hold on. I wasn't done. Amen. When Elijah died, they buried him. In one battle, a man had died. And they took him to the tomb where Elijah's bones was. And when they laid his body on Elijah's bones, the man who was dead, not unconscious, but dead, the Bible said that he got up, amen, thereby completing what he requested, a double portion. Amen. And he said, but let a double portion of thy spirit be upon thee. Some of us want the spirit of our leaders and different preachers and different people of renowned position. Some of us want to sing like this person, a minister like that. But you don't know what they had to endure. You don't know what they had to go through in life to receive it. I can remember Bishop Hines, one of the bishops in the Church of God in Christ, very gifted and wonderful man of God, great speaker. Amen. He was teaching one time, and one of the men that came up to him and said, Bishop Hines, I want you to pray that God will bless me like he blessed you, that he will give me your anointing. And he said to him, you sure that's what you want me to pray for? And the man said, yes, I need you to pray that God will allow me to be anointed just like you. Well, what the man did not know is Bishop Hines had been struck by lightning. Not about once, but twice, if I'm not mistaken. And what he didn't know is there was a time in his life where he was homeless, amen, and where he was struggling. And so when Bishop took the oil out and anointed him and began to pray on him, prayer for him, he began to pray, Lord, and he prayed his testimony to happen to the man. And in the midst of it, When he got to the homeless part, the man took the bishop's hand off of him and said, what are you doing? I asked you to pray that God would anoint you like me. You know what I mean? Anoint me like he anointed you. He said, well, what you don't understand is this is what I've gone through to receive my anointing. This is the journey that God gave me. And if you want me to pray that God will anoint you like me, then you must go through the things that I've gone through. And so many times we say we want what other people have, but we won't put the time in. You want the nice cars, the nice houses, but you won't stay on nobody's job no length of time. You want a finer life, but you don't put in the time to land a better job, to move up on a job, or to start your own company. You won't do what's required to have these things, but then you want them just to be given to you. But what we see here is Elijah wasn't just talking. He was walking with the man of God. He was there with him. Amen. He was following him foot to foot. Amen. So he was going on this journey with him. He didn't leave him by himself. Amen, somebody. And so he says, so verse 10 says, and he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. A lot of us, we don't need to understand when we ask for some things. The Bible says when we pray a myth. Amen. Some of us are making prayers that's not biblically sound. Some of us are praying for other people, relationships, other people, businesses, other people, destinies. We're praying for everything other than what God wants for us to have. We got to stop that. So he said to him, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if conditional. In other words, you got to finish the race. Amen. If thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. In other words, you got to ride with me all the way, Doc. You don't come this far, but you got to keep on. You got to see me when I go. Amen. So I'm going to pass it on to you, but not right now. You're going to have to see me when I go. Verse 11, and it came to pass as they still went on and talking that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire. That's a powerful thing, a chariot of fire and horses of fire. This is just a flame rolling down the road. Pure flame. And parted them both asunder. That means separated them. Like when he took that mantle, that scarf, he took that and he parted the Jordan River. One side went one way and the other side, and the ground was dry. This chariot fire parted their walking. So in other words, he was close enough to him. They were walking step by step, amen, side by side, amen. And this fire horse and this fire chariot separated them, amen. And Elijah went up by the whirlwind. In other words, it moved Elisha out the way. It caused him to jump. He saw it. He was there when his leader was being taken away. Amen. And let's read it. It's all right here. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes, and he rent them into pieces. And he took up the mantle of Elijah that fell. So in other words, the anointed cloth, amen, that was on the neck, around the shoulders of the man of God, who was anointed by God to do the work of God. He dropped the mantle to his servant, to his true son, Elijah, the one that followed him all the way. And he dropped that mantle so that he will have the same anointing. Amen. Amen. And not only the same anointing, but he will have the potential to do double. Amen. Because he was there that saw all the work. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. In other words, he's putting this thing to the test. Try the spirit, by the spirit, to see the God. He wanted to see, was he truly blessed to take up where his leader left off? And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and he smote the water and said, where is the Lord? Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. God of Israel. I mean, Elijah, excuse me. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. And when he also had smitten the water, they parted hither and thither. Amen. That means dry ground appeared again. And Elijah went over. Amen. And when the sons of the prophet, which were viewed at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah does rest on Elisha. Amen. And it came to pass, they met him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Amen. And that was humble submission. Amen. But they wasn't willing to go the distance. But he was. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want that career? How bad do you want your relationship to work? How bad do you want your family? How bad? Will you go with God all the way? Will you submit to God all the way? Will you stay focused on God all the way? So many things will come to distract us, and we have to be careful. Everyone is subject to be distracted. Amen. You're going to have people always saying things, but we must focus on staying. We must purpose on staying focused. So that must be our intentional. And we must make that constant choice to be intentionally focused. Amen. Every distraction is a type of a focus, but it's a focus in the wrong areas of importance. You know, sometimes you may be distracted to do something good, but just out of timing. Amen. And it's not the perfect time to do what you was wanting to do. So it was out of time. So you got distracted because you focus on something out of place. Amen. So we must purpose to keep first thing first. Amen. We must choose to make the effort to overcome our distractions. Not worrying about what people are saying. Stay true to the vision, the plan of God. Remember, Habakkuk 2:2 said, write the vision. Amen. Amen. So it's not write a vision, write the vision. So that means we must be purposeful, seeking after God and God's will for us. Amen. God will help us after we make the choice. Amen. We must make the conscious choice. God will help us to stay focused. God will help us to balance our life. God will help us to accomplish those goals and ambitions, amen, that he set for us, amen. And so I just want to encourage someone today, how bad do you really want to be anointed by God? You said it. You meant it. But are you committed? How bad do you want God's anointed? Amen. There's a lot of things in this world that we go after, but do you really want God's anointing? Amen. Remember, God's anointing comes to a person that he may serve his generation or she, that we may accomplish that which the Father has planned for our lives. I know my thoughts towards you, declares the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. There's purpose for my living, and there's purpose for yours. God bless you on today. If you're not saved and don't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, we want to invite you today to accept Jesus accept Jesus in your heart. Accept him for the pardon of your sin. His death, his burial, his resurrection paid the price for you and I, that we do not have to die and burn in a devil's hell, but we through him may have eternal life with the Father. That's the gift. It's a gift. It's a gift, and it comes through our submission to the will of God by accepting his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. They say, that's simple, preacher. I've done this. I've done that. Surely I got to do more. You may have to do more, but no more for salvation. That work is done. You simply have to receive it. You have to believe it. and only receive it. And you receive it in your heart. And when he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he verifies to you in your heart that you will receive it. Amen. And so I want to encourage you today to join a Bible-based teaching church ministry. And make sure you got a Bible. Amen. If you finding it hard to understand the King James Version, amen, I recommend two other versions to you, the New Living Translation, the Revised Copy. Amen. It is one of the most accurate in our modern speech. Amen. And before that, it was the NIV. Amen. There are controversies out there, but I challenge you to just pick up the Bible and begin to read it. God's word will speak to you. Amen. You have opportunity to get a study Bible. Amen. Whether it's in King James or one of the other New American Standard, whatever. Begin to study the scriptures. Amen. And if God leads you back to the King James Version, that's what he does. Amen. But we use it as uniformity. Amen. The Bible says where God sees unity, there he commands the blessing. And so when we're speaking, we want to, when we're quoting scriptures, we're mindful to say what translation we got it from so that you'll understand. Amen. That we wasn't quoting the original writing because we would have to speak in another language. But we was quoting the translation version for your hearing and understanding. Amen. Believe it or not, that's speaking in tongues. Believe it or not. Amen. But that's for another day. At this time, I want to surrender the mic over to Missionary Ken. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to share gospel truth with you. I pray that you receive. How bad do you want it? God's anointing. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Well, that was a good message there, Pastor Bonnet. And I enjoyed that part when you were talking about Elisha versus Elijah and how he was definitely, he wanted that blessing. And he just stuck with him. Every time Elijah says, well, just go back or whatever. And Elisha said, nope, I'm going to stick with you. I'm going to stick with you. And when finally Elijah was taken up, he got Elijah's mantle. I like that.
Amen. Amen.
He wanted it bad enough.
That's right. Amen.
He definitely wanted it bad enough.
Amen. Well, Missionary Ken, we got a few people hands up, and I opened the whole board for any of our listeners that may have a takeaway from today's message, something that they stood out to them, something that they like, something that encouraged them. The line is open.
Amen. Good evening. Good afternoon. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory.
Amen. God bless
you. God bless you too, Pastor. I enjoyed the message today from the messenger, because truly at a time like this right here, we need to know. We need to know. I need to know. Everybody needs to know. How bad do you want him? How bad do you need it? How bad do you need the word of God, amen, to ring in your life, amen, to
amen.
God. And how bad do you want the miracles that God performs, and above all that we ask or we think? He said, we have not because we ask not. And when we ask in a mist. So how bad I want him. I want him. I have a hunger. I have a thirst after him. And I want to learn all that I can learn. I want to get all that I can get. And he said, yeah. In all things, get an understanding. And I want to get an understanding in God's word. He say, you break it down where even a babe can understand God's word. Amen. So ain't no age that can give you God's word, even an 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old. Amen. All the way down to a 5-year-old. Amen. And sometimes them 2-year-olds talk a lot, too. And if you pay attention, you can learn some. Amen. To God be glory. Instead of saying, you know, hush your mouth. I'm talking to so-and-so and so. But listen, give them an opportunity. Give them an opportunity to say what they heard, what they know, and it just might blow your mind and surprise you. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to start. We have to start with the small, even on the inside, before birth is even birth. But the one that's on the inside that's moving. Amen. Before time. Amen. Of birth, we have to sure enough. How bad do you want him? I want him. I want all that God has for me. I want to deposit, amen, to God be the glory, all that God has for me to deposit into my sisters, my brothers, my children, grandchildren, your children, everybody's children. So definitely that message really, really, really stuck out today. You know, it stuck out Elijah and Elisha, you know, just let us know how bad he wanted it. The same way with the Esther. No, it wasn't Esther. Amen. But it let us know, you know, that she was going to stick with her mother-in-law, and how bad did she want to stay with her mother-in-law?
Amen.
Had an opportunity to go back, but this one stayed. No, I'm going to stay, and I'm going to stay, and I'm going to go with you where you go. So she wanted it bad enough. Even though she wasn't looking for her Boaz or anything, but, you know, good things happen, you know, when you're doing the will of God. Amen. And then they left enough so that she can go, amen, and finish the field. So I'm just grateful, Pastor Bunnett. I'm so grateful with the way that you just break the message down, you know, and what even everybody and anybody can understand. The message of God. So God's word is for God's people. And if you have a hunger after him, you can sit at the table and you surely can be fed. So that's what we are about, spreading God's message, amen, so that somebody else can catch hold to how bad do they want, amen, this word of God. How bad do they want, amen, to be in the kingdom of God. So I desire it today, and I thank you for that today, and thank you for feeding me at the table today. I don't know about nobody else, and I don't know what menu you got at the table today, but I'm grateful for my menu, and I give God the glory. And pray. Thank you, Pastor Brent. Bless you.
Amen. To God be the glory. Believe it or not, Evangelist Clayton, my youngest son, Enoch, when he was around about 2 or 3 years old, as he was trying to speak, his speech wasn't really there. I might say he started talking late. But one thing he would do, and it was always bless my wife, and she's on the line, she can attest to it. She was feeling bad. He would put his hand on her and bow his head.
What you say?
We had no idea what he was saying, but we understood in Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name.
He messed around in kindergarten, kindergarten preacher wanted to, and the teacher wasn't feeling good. He was in the corner praying. Messed her up, just how he just prayed. Because he saw us praying. And ministering, he just saw us praying. And so he would pray for people. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And matter of fact, I'm going to have to talk to him this evening and remind him. And this is why he's been distracted now. Because I forgot until you made that statement that that's something that God gave him as a young child.
That's right.
To pray for people. Amen. And that's why he got such a helpful heart. He always wanted to be somebody to rescue, but he go by a different way. Let the Lord fight the battle.
That's right.
And he got to remind him that his fight was the fight in the Word. Put on the whole armor.
In the Word. That's it.
Amen. And not with natural means, but with the spiritual weapons. And so our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty to God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Somebody else will have something to say. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. Anybody else with a takeaway?
To God be the glory for what he has done in my life. I thank God for being on the woke list today. My takeaway is stay focused on God and do his will. Mm-hmm. And if I and put God first, of the knowing my purpose is to keep things first with God, and don't be distracted by things and others. So that was my takeaway today. And also, Enoch was 2 years old. He was in a 2 year old class. He was in daycare. Not
Amen.
School.
Amen.
See what I'm saying? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
God can use anybody, yes, and because nobody knew, but you knew he was praying. You know, he was speaking. Moses, amen, had a speech impediment as I did, but look at God, amen. And then he said it in faith. He done it in faith, and it was done by faith.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Yes.
Anyone else on the line? Amen. 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 Anyone else have a takeaway? Amen. On this evening? Amen.
Is Elder Lockley them that y'all sign is? If they unmuted.
Amen. Everything unmuted on the board that I see. Amen. They may have muted themselves.
Okay.
There's a couple on here. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's all right.
There they are.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. I've enjoyed the word of God, and my plate is full, and I enjoy hearing the man of God speak the word.
Uh-huh.
And bless the man of God, and I appreciate him for what he's doing. And I say be encouraged and keep on ministering the word.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Yes, this is Cindy Watson from Leslie Lockley. I just want to say that we got here a little bit late, but still what I heard, I've enjoyed it. I thank God for using you, Pastor Bunnett. I like the way you explains it simple and you just break it down. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed the message mm-hmm. about we can't let things distract us and keep us focused off, get our focus off of God, because when that happens, you find yourself doing things that you're not supposed to do, or you're not doing God's will. And God wants all of us to be, you know, happy and have the things that, you know, the better things of life. And he definitely wants us to continue to stay in his word and to be able to witness to people as we meet them. So we just can't let the world, all this going on in the world, change us or make us feel like we can't go on. And we just got to continue to keep our hand in God's hand. Amen.
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 We got to do that. Amen. Amen. There's a second part of that message. And they say a word to the wise is sufficient, a hint to the wise is sufficient. The second part of that is the need to carry the greatness forward. Some of us can think about several companies of old that started out great, and then when it gets up under certain other leaderships, they change the way it started. And now companies no more, because there was no one that was able to carry the mantle. There was no one close enough to the father of that ministry, to the father of that business, to the father of that those that birthed it, gave birth to it. When nobody that kept on the legacy. Amen.
Right.
And many of us don't understand that Jesus gave us a legacy. Jesus gave us a legacy to carry on. So I'm like, David, is there not a cause? You wondering why I showed up? You mad because I don't showed up? You sitting here letting the devil snap it? You wondering, is there not a cause? Shouldn't I be close? Lord, have mercy.
You better come on.
My Lord. God, help us today.
The anointing
must continue. Amen. It ain't supposed to die when the pastor of a church dies. The ministry itself don't supposed to die.
That's right, Captain.
When he died, it showed that there was no father. Nobody carried the mantle. You let the vision come in and destroy the house.
Come on, help. What you say?
A lot of great ministries have fallen because there was nobody to carry the mantle.
That's it.
Because they didn't want it bad enough.
They didn't want it bad enough.
They didn't stay close enough. They didn't ensure the legacy continued.
Thank you, God.
Bad, right, or wrong, you can say what you want about Joel Osteen. But when he took over, his father's ministry kept growing.
That's right.
You can say what you want to about him as a preacher, but it kept growing.
All
I know is somebody got saved.
Thank you, God.
So there's still some people getting saved, and there's still some people getting delivered.
That's right.
We can nitpick the individual. Amen. But what we doing?
What are we doing? Exactly.
Yeah, if we spending all our time talking about them, how many souls we saving?
That's right. Have mercy now.
Is there not a cause? Ooh, God, help. Hey. That's them hot off the present thoughts, y'all. And when you get in God's word, sometimes stuff will just drop on you. You be like, Lord, I didn't even think about that. Had Elijah not been there, the anointing that served the next generation would not have been there. Why? Because the other 50 of his sons was in another place, and the 50 that was close, they were too far away to do anything with it.
Amen.
In other words, they had to wait till he crossed back on the other side of Jordan River. They stayed on the other side of the river.
Amen.
They didn't cross over.
That's right.
I'm going to stop talking. I've been here another hour. I got some work. Lord help today. I don't know about you, Missionary Ken, but that's something right there to me, God. I'm telling you.
Amen.
That's something when you think about that. Come on with the bloodhound of scripture, if you don't mind. If y'all don't mind.
All right, just give me a few sec.
Yeah, amen. Amen. So that's why it's so important for us to pass, and that's a continuation from the other message. What are we passing on? Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. What are we passing on to the next generation?
Amen.
Elijah passed on his mantle. What are we passing on? Amen. Amen.
All right.
Mr. Kenton, he said, all right.
Okay. So here was the verse that we had to look up from last week, and here it is. See who has it.
Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation.
And you see, it says we are to praise the Lord. He gives us command to praise the Lord with all our heart. Amen. And we'll hear that once again.
Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart and with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation.
And we even find we are to do it in the congregation, basically in the congregation of the believers. And we'll hear that one last time for our listeners' sake.
Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation.
Psalms 11 and 1.
Say that again.
Is it Psalms 11 and 1?
It's Psalms 111 and 1.
Yeah. Psalms 111.
That's
11
and
1. I said 111.
Yeah, the way she said it, I just wanted to make sure everybody got what she was saying. Psalm 111 and verse 1.
Yeah.
I got what she was saying. She had it right. But I was just clarifying for those who may not have been able to catch what she was saying. Psalm 111, verse 1. She had it right.
Amen.
That is correct.
Amen.
And now for the verse. Here comes the verse you got to sniff out by next week. And here it is.
And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
And you notice, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he prevailed to do something here. And we'll hear that one more time.
And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
And what did he prevail to do? He prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And we'll hear that one last time for our listeners' sake.
And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
And that's the verse you got to sniff out by next week. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see how your sniffers are doing next week. Amen.
Amen. Well, it ain't but two books I jump to when I hear about books opening.
You, me too.
One in the old and one in the new.
That's right.
Go ahead. You say, and the books are the seal. Like, okay.
And the book.
They have a vision.
We know. And the book.
Pastor Bonnie.
Yes, ma'am.
Before we leave the line, can we go into prayer for Queen Nye? Go into prayer for Queen Nye, and also go into prayer for Sister Mary Johnson, which is hospitalized in Illinois, in Deerfield, Illinois, and she's at rehab, but she also had battled with congestive heart failure, but now she's in rehab now, so restoring her strength back to walk again. So we just pray for Queen Nye and Sister Mary and anybody else. I just said from A to Z, so that don't leave nobody out, because
Amen.
You may know somebody. Somebody else may know somebody, but just pray.
Amen. I'm going to start it, but this is a relay. I'm going to pass it on to you. And if you pass it on to somebody else, I hope they just pick it up and keep on running. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now. We come before you humbly, Lord God, as your servants. Lord God, as your children, Lord God. We first of all, Lord God, just want to thank you, Lord God, for the breath that we breathe, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for a brand new day full of brand new mercies, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for we was unworthy to live. We wasn't fit to die. Ooh, glory to God. But your grace, your mercy towards us, Lord, help us. God, we thank you. We ask for forgiveness of any of our own wrongs, or doing, be it sins or weight, Lord God. We ask that you will forgive us, Lord God, that you will loose us from the shackles that have bound us, Lord God, whatever they may be, whether it's shackles in our mind, Lord God, shackles to this world, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you would just set us free, Lord God, because we know whom the Lord is set free is free indeed right now. God, if we come before your presence, Lord God, we're not coming, Lord God, asking for anything of ourselves, Lord God. But, Lord God, we stand in the gap of those that need you now. Lord God, as we lift up Queen Nye, Lord God, whatever her condition is, Lord God, you know the contents of our heart, the condition of her body, Lord God. You know what's going through, Lord God. You know what needs to be done. And what's not done at all, Lord God. Lord God, well, you know, Lord God, how to bring it about, Lord God. We just ask, Lord God, that you begin to, Lord God, work on the situation, Lord God, in the midst of whatever's going on, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray right now for the bereaved families, Lord God. Even one of the church members, mother passed on, Lord God. We lift her up today, Lord God, and continue to pray her strength, Lord God, that she be not weary and well-doing, Lord God. For we know in due season she shall reap, Lord God, if she faint not, Lord God. So many of us, Lord God, have gone through other things, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for one of the members of the Queen's Court, Lord God. That Lord God, we pray for that family, Lord God. We continue to lift them up because this still a season of bereavement for them, Lord God. And it may be for a long time. We don't know, Lord God. But, Lord God, we continue to lift them up in the name of Jesus. Even Brother Stick, Lord God, in the passing of one of his siblings, Lord God, this month, Lord God, we continue to lift them up, Lord God, that they have courage, Lord God, to keep pressing on and moving on, Lord God, in the midst of all what's going on. And, Lord God, we just thank you right now. We lift up Sister Ruth, oh, Lord God, that you would touch her body and strengthen her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Uplift her spirit right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you just touch her voice, Lord God. Continue to allow her, Lord God, to speak, Lord God, into others' lives, Lord God, to encourage them, Lord God, of the things that you have given her heart to share. Lord God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We lift up our Sister Emily, Lord God, and her mother, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you're, Lord God, visiting her mother, Lord God, in that nursing home, Lord God. Lord God, it's just touching right now. You're strengthening right now. Lift up my own auntie, Lord God, who's also in my nursing home, Lord God.
Being touched,
being handled, Lord God. My uncle, Lord God, Mark, Lord God, that you will strengthen him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help regulate his mind, Lord God. Loosen for depression of being in that place, Lord God, because he's feeling miserable, Lord God, lonely, out of his own home, Lord God, in a place that's not comfortable to him, Lord God. But, Lord God, help him find comfort, Lord God. Help him find courage, Lord God, to continue to live, Lord God, to continue to move forward, Lord God, with the life that you're giving them, Lord God. We don't understand why pain comes, Lord God, but it comes to those, Lord God, that you are deemed worthy to go through pain, Lord God. So, God, I thank you right now, Lord God, even for the challenges in my life, Lord God. Even as I was out at the church working, Lord God, how my window was just bust, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. I had a moment of thought, Lord God, but I thank you, Lord God, that your spirit within me, Lord God, allowed me to rebuke the thought, Lord God, and Lord God, to continue to press on, Lord God. Lord God, sometimes trouble happens, Lord God, to good people, Lord God. Lord God, sometimes it seems like the enemy is about to win, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that we're more than conquerors through your name, Father God. We know, Father God, there's no weapon formed against us to be able to prosper, Lord God. We know, God, that you have already declared that we're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when we come, blessed when we go, blessed in our storehouse, Lord God. God, we already know that we're the head and not the tail. We're the above and not the knee.
Yes,
we already know, Lord God, that your word is the limit and not the borrow, Lord God. So, Lord God, we release right now of coming out of debt, Lord God. Those of us that's in debt, we bind the spirit of debt that keep us in debt, Lord God. But, Lord God, and everything that's causing those, Lord God, to continue debt, Lord God, help us right now, Lord God, to be released from debt right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You know how to restore us, Lord God. You know how to rejuvenate us, Lord God. You know how to build us, Lord God. And it's your name's sake, not for ours, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, work on us, Lord God. Work on our minds, Lord God. Regulate the thought patterns in our mind, Lord God. Our minds think like you, Lord God. You said your ways are not our ways, nor your our thoughts are yours, Lord God. So help us, Lord God. Our mind ain't right, Lord God. It's not right. It's not right. My mind is not right. It's not right, Lord God. David said, created me a God. Renew it in me even now, Father God. Even right now, Lord God, help me, Lord God. Help me, oh God. Help my belief. Help my unbelief, oh God. Help me to mature in those things which I still deny, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, to see as you have seen, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, not to deny truth, oh God. Oh God, but to walk therein, oh God. Help that now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, as you do it within us, Lord God, one by one, name by name, God, we shall glorify you, Father God. We shall testify of your goodness and your mercy, Lord God. We shall speak of your wonderful acts, oh God, in 2024, Lord God. Thank you for what you did way back then. Thank you for what you did even yesterday, Lord God. But, God, we're going to celebrate you for what you're doing right now, Lord God. We're going to thank you for what you're going to do on tomorrow,
yes,
Lord God.
Thank you, God.
We're giving you a sacrifice, Lord God. We're saying yes, Lord God, that our bills are being paid. Yes, our mortgage is being paid, Lord God. God, yes, Lord, it's being done, even Lord God. Lord God, ways are being made, Lord God, that we didn't see, Lord God. Doors are being opened, Lord God, and God, we thank you right now for the closed door. Lord, help us today. Thank you for blocking some stuff that we tried to get into, but you didn't let us, oh God. Thank you
right now, Lord God,
because we didn't know what trouble was around the corner. We didn't know what dangers that was unseen, Lord God. So thank you, Lord God, for what you said no to, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. So God, just help us to overcome ourselves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Evangelist, glory.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for just hearing the humble cry today, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for comforting those, God, Father God, that's looking for love in all the wrong places, Father God. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for comforting our forefathers and foremothers, Father God, that the children has put them away, Father God, and walked away and forgot them, Father God. We want to give you the praise, God, just for you being an on-time God. We want to thank you for being the physician, the counselor, the representative, Father God. We want to thank you for being mother when they're motherless and father when they're fatherless, Father God. But Father God, look down upon those, God, that don't know thee, God, in the pardon of thy sin, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look down on those, Lord, that are going through mental challenges, Father God. Look down on those that are hungry and naked and thirsty after you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God. And Lord, look down upon those, Father God, that, that need financial, Lord, that they're financially strapped, God. But you are the way maker, Father God. Father God, you are the homeowner, Father God. And Lord, we know, God, those that are applying for homes, God, those that's looking for apartments, God, those that are looking for extended care, God, you are the way maker, Father God. Father God, meet every need according to thy will, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Broken families, draw them nigh, Father God, and not apart, Father God. Siblings fighting against siblings, Father God. Mothers fighting against daughters and fathers fighting against sons, Father God. There's so much destruction, God. So much drug, Father God. So much gun violence, Father God. So much going on, Father God, but we know that you're able, God, to do all things, Father
you're
God.
Able, Lord.
And above all that we ask for things, Father God, by your stripes, God, we are already healed in the name of Jesus, God. And like no other, God, you're so able, God, to do all things, Father God. Father God, look beyond your those, Father God, that have fought, Father God, and see their needs today, Father God, and draw them nigh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Keep those covered out there on the highways and byways and airways and waterways, trailways, by. Keep them covered under your blood, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them today, Father God. The blood of Jesus, God. The blood of Jesus, God. Write your word, God, on the table of our hearts that we might not sin against thee, Father God. But give us understanding in your word, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, Father God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind up the work of the enemy, God, that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against thee in judgment shall be condemned, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, we know that you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. You told us, God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal the land today, God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you continue to be our way maker, our miracle worker, our promise keeper, and our light in the darkness. You continue, God, to guide us. You be our map quest today, Father God. You told us, God, to trust you in all our ways. Acknowledge you, God, and you shall direct our path, Father God. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you continue to look down upon the man and woman of God, Father God, Pastor Bonnet and Lady Bonnet, Father God, and all those attached, affiliated, and related, God, coming in and going out, God. Bless thee even the most, Father God. God, look down upon their pets, their animals, God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, keep Elder Lockley, Missionary Lockley, Father God, continue to uphold them with your right hands, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Brother Six, Father God, in his household, God, you know what they stand in the need of, God, so meet every need according to thy will, Father God. And Missionary Wolfgang, Father God, and his wife and his family, God, and all those, Father God, and every organization, Father God, and every ministry, God, you touch them in a special way, God. God, in the name of Jesus, then let your word, Father God, continue to flourish, Father God, throughout this land, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that we stay on the straight and narrow path, God, to spread your message, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Because, God, some are lost, God, and some don't know the way, God. And those behind the prison wall, God, hear their humble cry, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those, Father God, that messed up in their mind, God. You is a mind regulator and a heart fixer, God. Like, God. You're so able, God. You're so able, God. You're so able to do it, Father God. Every sickness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Cancer, Father God, HIV, fibromyalgia, Gilead, Lorraine, Father God, high and low blood pressure, sugar diabetes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, tuberculosis, Father God, emphysema, Father God, do it, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, COPD, Father God, congested heart failure, Father God, heart attack, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, stroke, Father God, you have all power in your hands, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, because man no, you said yes, God, that we shall live and declare the work of you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, like no other, God. With man, it is impossible. With you, God, all things are possible, God. And we look to the hill to which come all of our help, God, and all of our help coming from you, Father God. Continue to keep us on that straight and narrow path, God. And, Lord, continue to touch us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Father God. touch us,
yes,
Father God, in a special way, Father God.
Right,
and Lord, keep your hedges of protection around our home, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. And bless us going out, bless us coming in, God, up and down those highways and byways, God. Bless thee,
yes,
God, above all that we ask or we thank, Father God. And we call this thing done in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we ask and that we pray. You said that if you bind on earth, you abide in heaven. That you loosed on earth, you have already loosed in heaven, God. We give you the glory, God. We give you the praise in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Hallelujah to God be the glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray.
Jesus'
all
name.
These blessings and many more that we receive. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank
and amen. And amen.
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 And the body of Christ say amen.
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 I tell you.
God.
I got to get ready to go in a few minutes here. But I feel like going on.
Yes, Lord.
I feel like going on.
Come on here.
Sometimes those old songs they drop in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where they come from. But sometimes, thank God for being in church and how every now and then songs just drop in your spirit. And it lets you know that your connection with God is real. In the service before this one, one of the brothers that got up to do the welcome, he said, Prophet Bonnie, I thank you. He said, man, the song that you dropped, he said, man, I'm full already. And it was just simply, I need the oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we have to go to the old school where we just say,
Yes, Lord.
See, when was the last time you told God yes?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We say a lot of things, but when was the last time we just say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We so busy acting for this and that. Have we taken enough time just to say,
yes, Lord.
Hear my Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hear my Lord.
Hear me, Lord.
You need somebody, I go.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Yes.
So anyway, amen. I think we have had a wonderful time. Missionary Ken is going to give us our programs to come on Station 2. Amen. And to those of you that like to make charitable donations to the station, there are two digital platforms that you can use. That's Cash App or PayPal. if you're using the Cash App platform. To those of you that are using Cash App, it is definitely $SIXEYES, the digit number 2 and the digit number 4. That is $6Eyes24. To all our PayPal users, that is in the email address you want to type in, 6i6@gmail.com. That's SIXEYES, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. And whatever your contribution is, small or large, it is greatly appreciated. And we know God will richly bless you. Why? Because it's a seed sown in good ground. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Missionary Ken, our second station and information.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Did I lose Mr. Nat Ken?
Did you lose him?
Amen. I don't know station 2 number by heart.
515.
That I got that for you. It is 515-605-9340. 515-605-9340.
All right. There he is. Missionary Ken. So have that number this evening at what appropriate time will be good for them to dial that number, and what might they hear when they dial that number?
Okay. Tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, we will be having, of course, our 6 Eyes cover-to-cover study of the Word. And tonight we will be going into Exodus chapter 17, and God willing, we'll be covering Exodus 17, Exodus 18, Exodus 19. So, of course, that's all, of course, God willing, and depending on how far we get, because if there's a lot of questions, what have you, we will go a lot less, but if there's not a lot of questions, we will be able to cover that much ground. So it all depends. Hey, we go by how many questions and what have you during the study. So, hey, we invite all the questions anybody wants to ask, but that's the at least the general plan. But at least we'll be starting in Exodus 17 tonight. Verse 1 is where we're starting because that's where we're at. And we invite everybody to, of course, the broadcast, 6 Eyes cover-to-cover study of the Word, where we've been going. We started at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. We're now up to Exodus chapter 17, verse 1, and we'll continue on until we get through the whole Bible. And we invite everybody, 9 p.m. Eastern today, 515-605-9340.
All right. And if y'all never saw or heard of a water coming out of a rock, you want to tune in because it starts off with the miracle of a rock getting water. You know, they say you can't squeeze blood from a turnip, but Moses was able to get water from a rock. My love.
Wow. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
My love. So, Missionary Ken, that's going to be wonderful. That's going to be wonderful there. Amen. Water from the rock.
It kind of reminds me of my testimony at the beginning of the show. I might as well go back into that. We had been praying for obviously Moody Bible Institute discontinued about maybe 20 years ago the Ranger Bill series. They never kept, and here's the thing, you'd think of any place would keep it would be the one who produced it, but Moody Bible Institute did not keep the Ranger Bill series in their archives. They never kept them, the Ranger Bill series. And I actually called Moody Bible Institute. They said, nope, we ain't got them. We had basically nothing, no information. Well, I started doing a little searching, and I came across this guy who is basically, you might as well say, almost over the top of the Ranger Bill fan club. And he had an email address on his page. I wrote him, and I told him what we were doing, you know, on the Six Eyes Radio Network, how we're trying to get the Ranger Bill episodes and be able to play them. Told him what we're doing, and I gave him links to the show and everything. Yes, I did. Gave him links to the show so that everybody, so he could check us out 7 days a week, all the information. I was not shy. So he knows about us 7 days a week, okay? And I told him what we're doing, and I says, I've been looking for, there's some episodes I'm missing. I have quite a few, but there were some I'm missing. I says, if you happen to have any of the missing episodes, would you please be kind enough to direct me to them? Well, he wrote me back. He says, I happen to have all the episodes. And, in fact, I'll tell you what, he mentioned how he's a brother in the Lord and he's saved. He says, I'll tell you what, I've got them on what they call a memory stick or a USB drive. He says, I'll make you a copy and I'll send them to you. As soon as I read that email, buddy, I jumped up, I started shouting, I was like, hallelujah, I was having a praise time right here, dancing before the Lord. I wrote him back, I says, send them on, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Well, and then I told him in the email, I promised him in the email that I returned to him, I says, look, when I get them, because he mentioned that some of the episodes weren't perfect quality for radio just yet, I said, hey, I have a studio here. I can modify them and get them in better quality. I said, I'll do my best anyway. Well, when he sent them, I looked them over, and the few that needed fixing, yes, our studio right here at the Holiness Bible School of Blind Studio, we were able to pull them out and get them in good enough quality that we could play them, yes, right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So we have all the Ranger Bill episodes. Hallelujah. Kind of goes into what he was just talking about there in his message earlier. If you want it bad enough, you'll work for it. And, I mean, and just like, you know, I mean, we were just thanking the Lord for that.
Amen. To God be the glory.
So,
amen.
Right. How bad do you want it? Amen.
And so if any of you on the line here are like kind of kids at heart, because they are children's programming, but if you're a kid at heart and if you've maybe listened on to some of the other radio, you know, regular radio stations where you tune your dial and you get regular radio with radio signals, and you've heard Ranger Bill in the past, long time ago. I mean, these episodes were put out, started in 1950 up to 1962. And you've heard the episodes maybe when you were younger and you're still a child at heart and you like the Ranger Bill episodes. Maybe you don't know the title, but you remember some details about a particular episode. And you want some, get a hold of me. Maybe you know Pastor Bonnet through text. He could get a hold of me. Just give as much detail as you can remember about an episode. Hey, since I know all the episodes by memory by now because I had to listen to all of them to make sure they're good quality, he can get a hold of me, and I will put them on the roster. Right now, we are doing a thing on the Wednesday children's program, which is at 4 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday on this station, on Station 2, the 515 number that I gave earlier for tonight's program, same station, and we will play the episode you request. So we're taking requests for the Ranger Bill episodes, plus we got all the Uncle Bob episodes. You remember Uncle Bob where he would interview the different little animals and different things and basically showing how God is in creation. Well, if you got a favorite Uncle Bob episode, we're taking requests for those as well. So if you want to get a hold of Pastor Bonnet and then he could send the information on to me, happily, I'll do it. We'll get them on for you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I got on one of them, they got the Jonah and the big fish. I got the video.
Yeah.
More like a book.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that book too when I was younger, the Jonah and the big fish. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. Give a sample.
Was a powerful man of war. His armies were conquering first one country and then another, and all the time they were coming closer and closer to the borderland of Israel. The people who lived in Israel were getting pretty uneasy about all of this. There had never been any friendly feelings between the Israelites and the Assyrians because there were great differences in the way they lived. The people of Israel worshipped God. Their faith was the very center of all they thought and believed in. The people of Nineveh were heathens. They worshipped images made out of stone. Living in the land of Israel was a man by the name of Jonah. Jonah was a prophet of God, or in other words, he delivered messages from God to the people. One day, Jonah became quite concerned about something God had told him. God had told Jonah to take a message to the people of Nineveh. Jonah was to go and tell the people that because of their terrible sins, their city was to be destroyed. But Jonah didn't want to go. Nineveh was far away, and the Assyrians weren't very friendly. Why should they be warned? Why didn't God just go ahead and destroy the city? So instead of doing what God told him to do, Jonah boarded a boat that was sailing.
And y'all going to have to tune in Wednesday to hear more on the Wednesday program. Amen. Amen. Not sure what next program coming, but there's many different programs. The Walls of Jericho, Shadrach, Meshach, Jonah and the Big Fish, Samson, David and Goliath. All the different stories throughout the Bible as he illustrated it and gave it in a kids-like form and that it may be understood. Amen. So tune in. Amen. Mrs. Nairkin, I'm sure you're going to be doing a great job with that. You have over 200 and how many different?
These are the Ranger Bill episodes. They always started out, it goes, Ranger Bill, Warrior of the Woodlands. That's the episode I'm talking about. Okay? And there was Ranger Bill, Gray Wolf, and he was an Indian. And then there was the old-timer, Stumpy, Ranger Bill's ward, Henry, Ralph, who was a ranger. There was Tom, who was a ranger in Fire Tower 3. So there was a bunch of different rangers in this episode. And what they did is they were dealing with different things with the forest, obviously animals. And then there was other things they dealt with as well.
Amen.
So what you're talking about is the other thing that Ruth does, she reads Bible stories from a series of Bible story books that we have that deal with the different stories from the Bible, like David and Goliath, that kind of thing. But I'm talking about Ranger Bill, the episodes. There's two.
Yeah, that's also from Moody Institute.
Right. But
Ranger Bill. Then realized that was back in 1950. Amen.
Right.
That was
there was 229 episodes.
Hmm.
Okay.
For example, there's different titles such as The Second Heart, a.k.a. Heart Trouble, Pendleton Valley Fire, which is the
wrong
show.
Wrong
Valley.
The three-legged deer.
Yeah, three-legged deer. Yep. I know it sounds funny, but it's actually one of the titles.
Mystery Island.
Stumpy gets 30 days.
Yeah.
Of course, these are just a few. Henry's Grocery Job. There's one. It's called Henry's Wagon Train Dream.
Okay.
So there's a lot of them.
It is. There's a lot of hours tied in that because each one of those was just a little bit up under 30 minutes each.
Yep. I mean, usually about 29 to 30 minutes, actually.
Yep.
Amen.
So, that was quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
200. But that's a blessing.
229.
That's a blessing you was able to restore that. So get that restored, and I'm quite sure that's going to make for a very interesting programming for the youth. Amen. Are we missing anything else? I am done. I got to warm up this piece of fish and get out the door.
Yes.
Actually, Pastor Bonnet, I think what I'm going to have to do is, for you, I'll play a special episode, okay, of Ranger Bill. They got one that would make an interesting title. It's
okay.
Called The Fighting Parson.
Yeah, cause I ain't
gonna
play
dead. But this preacher, he does not fight the thugs with his fists.
That's right.
Nope, he does not fight them with his fists. Even though he's strong enough that he could, he does not fight them with his fists. I won't say any more, just in case somebody say, hey, you know, I'd be interested in hearing that episode. I'm not going to say any more, but that's the title of it. It's called The Fighting Parson.
That's going to be wonderful. Amen. That's going to be a definitely wonderful program. Amen.
Pastor Bonnet, what type of fish you got today that you're going to share? That ain't two fishes and five loaves of bread that you got, right?
Well, it ain't two no more. It's one piece of fish now, amen. Because I ate one piece on the travel, amen. I knew I had some running to do, so I got me two pieces of fish, amen.
Okay.
I got my wife a piece of fish, and my sister. There's a spot.
Okay.
That fish should be so darn good. They fry that old fashioned with that cornmeal.
Right.
It's just good. Ain't too much breading. It's real fish.
Right.
And it don't cost that much. The head for fish,
okay.
But for it to be a gas station off
right.
the expressway,
right?
They have food in there. All the food be good, but the fish.
Yeah.
I purpose go there just for the fish.
Okay, I ain't mad. I'm not mad at them.
Because it's out the way because it's like going towards our Somerville location.
Mm-hmm.
And so
okay.
for me, it's I ain't gonna just drive there. Just drive there. I got a couple places here I can get fish just as good almost. But that one, people don't realize the grease that you cook your fish in matters too.
It does. It does.
Yeah, I can't talk about food. I'm hungry now.
But I tell you now, you know, we used to cook fish like in what they, people, you don't see people do it no more. Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
Ain't nothing like fish and fried chicken. That's the best
that's
way
it.
To cook
that's
with real
way.
Lord.
Real Lord, that's it.
Yeah, that's why church's chicken probably so darn good. They still use lard.
And I love churches too. I love churches.
They cook with lard.
I do.
They cook with lard.
Not that oil already.
No, man, the Lord. The Lord, yes, ma'am. I tell you, I love it too.
Yes,
you sound ready to come in. I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
He said he always supposed to get something to eat. He not.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Well, I don't know if we're at the end of the match, but I did want to say this, Brother Ken. Do you play the VeggieTales for the kids on Wednesday?
VeggieTales good too.
No, we haven't got that yet.
Okay.
VeggieTales is really good for the kids.
So, no, we haven't gotten any of those episodes, so we haven't been able to do those. But right now, like I said, we're doing Ranger Bill and Uncle Bob.
Okay.
And Uncle Bob is, like I said, what he does is he interviews different, like, animals. For example, like he might be interviewing, you've all seen the Homeward Bound movie where the Chance, Sassy, and Shadow, they had the dogs and the cat talking, okay, in that Walt Disney film. Well, in this case, that's what they do with Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob has these different animals, and they, quote, talk, and they tell about how they're created by God and how they're unique.
Okay. Good. Oh,
great.
And he not only does it with the animals, there's also different, like, plants, trees, whatever, different types of plants that are interviewed. And, yes, even some of the human body parts, like the hand, parts of the eye, the cornea, the retina. Real interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I pull up Rachel Bill.
Okay. Amen.
All
I enjoy service today. Amen. Thank
I enjoy
God.
Service also, everyone.
Yes,
me
too.
Amen.
So, Pastor Bonnie, are we at the end of the program?
Yes, ma'am. Ms.
Nathan,
you can make
yep. So we're going to say God bless and have a good evening, and we'll catch you tonight. God bless everybody.
God bless.
You are blessed. Amen.
Good night.